Hello. Today the Church celebrates Thursday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel passage comes just after Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray what we now call the Lord's Prayer. The intentions in the prayer are simple and straightforward. We need to praise God and ask that his kingdom come upon the earth. We pray for that which we need each day, for the forgiveness of our sins in the same way we forgive, that we not be put to the final test, and that God will protect us from evil. Jesus declares that we need to turn to our Father in heaven in prayer and ask for that which we genuinely need in this life. He doesn't tell us to pray for miracles, selfish things, or things as we would have them. Instead, he tells us to trust that the Father will give us good things. He tells us to trust that the Father will provide us with the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that will give us the courage, trust, and faith we need to ask in faith that God's will be done in our lives. To trust that despite what we may believe to be the best for ourselves and our world, God's ways are better. To trust that even when things don't work out as we had hoped, our prayers are still answered in having God's Holy Spirit alive in our hearts, minds, and souls, giving us strength and wisdom, as well as a trust in the promise of redemption and eternal life.